Blog Talk Radio.
Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. I'm your host, pop art painter Jamie Rocks, and this is the big show. You found it. I sure am glad you did. I'm very excited today. Today we've got an action filmmaker on with us. Well, he probably makes other kinds of movies too, but in this particular case, his new movie is called Expo, and it's an action-packed, very, very exciting movie. I'd like to welcome Mr. Joseph Mba. Joseph, how are you?
Sorry, hey, how are you doing?
I hit the wrong button. Good, good, good. How are you? Doing good?
Good, good. Yeah, absolutely.
Nice. Nice. Hey, this is a fantastic movie. I dug this movie, Expo. Tell us, before we get into that, though, was this, this isn't your first movie you made, I don't think. Was it?
No, it's kind of funny how this stuff works out. You make one movie and then another movie you make comes out before it and all of that stuff. But technically speaking, this is my second movie. Yeah.
Nice. Krampus Origins, right, was the first movie. Horror movie about Krampus.
So Genesis was the first one. Krampus was the...
Oh, Genesis,
I'm sorry. Yeah, no, it's okay. So Genesis is the first one. Krampus, I believe, was the third one. But Expo was the second one. But, you know, by the way they released, it looks like, you know,
right.
Expo is the third one. Yeah.
I gotcha. We, you know, it's funny. I'm not in the movie business. I'm a painter by trade. That's what I do. I paint pictures of people. And every year, me and my gal are kind of the weird artists on our block. And every year at Christmas time, I always do some kind of weird painting or Christmas painting, like on a big board or something for our yard. And last year I painted a big Krampus and my neighbors had no idea who that was. And so then they found out they weren't happy. Yeah, they didn't like it. So that's cool. So Expo, this is a cool movie. Like I said, I love action-packed movies. And this movie, ladies and gentlemen, listening, if you got Netflix, you can watch this movie. It's on Netflix right now. How cool is that?
Yep. That's pretty cool. Pretty cool.
It came up on my, you know, when you, I don't know how yours is. We do on our main TV is through the PlayStation. And it has suggestions, you know, Netflix will scroll through the suggestions or whatever. Expo was number 3 on my suggestion on action. So,
Really?
There at the top. Yeah.
That's really cool. That's really cool. Like I've heard some comments that people found it on the trending part of Netflix. Which I mean, and then to you telling me this, I mean, that's amazing. This is good. Yeah, it's been an incredible experience being able to do this. You know, it's really awesome, really awesome.
It's very cool. Now, tell us a little bit about you. Were you always like when you were a kid? Did you know movies? You're going to be making movies, or did that come later?
That came a little bit later. I discovered my passion for filmmaking when I was 17. But throughout childhood, throughout childhood, I was interested in action movies. I watched everything that you know I could get my hands on. That was Sylvester Stallone, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Jackie Chan. That's all I watched. You know, everybody else would be watching, you know, drama and this. I'm like, no, blow things up. You know. So that's, yeah, but I've been in love with it, you know, all my life. And then but growing up, I didn't really understand that people made movies. You know, I just kind of thought they were just they were just kind of things that were there. I don't know how to explain it.
Right.
But I was like, oh, you know, the gods made movies, you know, type of thing. But not. But when I found out that filmmaking was a thing, I just fell in love with it, you know, right away. So, but yeah, at 17 for sure.
That's awesome. That is so cool. Well, that's very cool. And so did you go to school, like film school or whatnot, or just start making movies?
Yeah, I did a little bit of film. I'll call it more like a film program. It wasn't like a full-on film school here in it was at a community college here in Arizona. It's called Paradise Valley Community College. They had a film program. And it was taught by two teachers. One of my teachers is Tony Deshay, and it was basically a semester-long crash course on what it is to make a movie. It's like, you know, this is a script. This is how you format a script. This is a camera. This is angles. You know, here you go. Go make a short film. And at the end of it, we're gonna screen your short film and give out awards. And I mean, I got to tell you, it was like the best time I've ever had in throughout my college career. It was awesome. Just the best 3 months of my life, just diving into, you know, this crash course of filmmaking. And then once I was done with that, you know, the next thing I did was just go out into, you know, into the local film community here in Arizona and just started, you know, volunteering for people.
Make it happen.
I just started working my way that way.
Oh, that's fantastic. That is so cool. Well, that's awesome. Now, tell us a little bit. Now, you also, not only did you write or direct Expo, you also, now, is it Expo or is it Expo 3 days? Because I've seen both, and but I think it's only Expo, right? At this point?
Yeah, it's just Expo. It's the 3 days to die tagline is something the distributor came up with, but it's just Expo.
I gotcha. Now, you also wrote Expo. Tell us a little bit about that. Was that how'd you have the idea, and did it take a while to do, or what was that like?
So I got the idea to make Expo after I made the first movie, Genesis. You know, what I always try to do with each movie is I try to learn and learn as much as I can from each one. And man, making the first movie was such a learning experience for me all around. And one of the things that I took away from that movie on the writing aspect of it was, you know, just try to focus more on the character and the journey and what they're going through. So I was just searching around for what the next idea would be. And I was working on a commercial for a friend. A friend of mine was directing a commercial, Nick LaRivière. And I was the DP for it. And this commercial was for a nonprofit that deals with, you know, children and people that have been trafficked. And I get a chance to, during the pre-production process of that project, learn about that world. And just something about learning about that just kind of sparked interest in me. And then from there, you know, I was like, how can I take this thing that I just found out and then put it into my action genre that I enjoy so much? And then that's kind of how the idea was born.
Oh, that's neat. That's very, very cool. Well, it's a cool movie. It's definitely a cool movie. Cool cast. Now, were these people you knew, or did you go through a casting company? How did you get all the great actors and actresses in the film?
Thank you for that. We casted the movie in using a hybrid of both. Some of the cast were people that some of the cast were people that we did the more traditional casting where, you know, we're looking for this kind of person and they, you know, submit their video audition or whatnot. And some of them were people that we've already worked with, like Derek Davenport, the lead of the movie. I've known him for a while, and I've worked with him in different capacity on different projects before. So when this came up, you know, with it being, you know, a low budget movie and stuff like that, I definitely understood our limitations, and I understood that, you know, this role requires a lot, and I'm going to be asking for a lot from the lead. So I wanted a person that I know I can, you know, that I can count on, that can bring what this role needs and be dedicated and go through the whole process. So I reached out to him and asked him if he wanted, you know, if he was interested and if he wanted to come in and do an audition, and he did. And you know, I loved what he was doing, and I've worked with him before, like, I knew what I was going to get from him. And, you know, that's how we ended up casting him. So it was a combination of both of them. People who knew and then people who didn't know.
Oh, that's awesome. Very, very cool. Well, was it a long process filming this, or did it go pretty quick? Did you have it pretty well mapped out and organized, the actual process of filming the movie?
Yeah, we haven't mapped out and organized as much as we can, and as much as our budget and time constraint could allow. The whole filming process took place, I believe it was 27 days. So in a span of basically a month, yeah, we were able to shoot the whole thing, and definitely really, really long hours. We're talking 16 hour days, 18 hour days, like really long hours, you know, but the really beautiful thing about making this movie and everybody that was involved in it is that it felt more like we're all making a passion project. And so everybody there was just, you know, they're having fun and doing what they love to do. So even those difficult days and long hours, you know, didn't quite feel as bad because everybody there we're all in it together, you know? So, yeah.
That's awesome. Well, it's cool to have, you know, everybody digging what you're doing, and you're all on the same page, and it's, you know, you're all working towards that goal. I can imagine that just makes it go by so much better. You know what I mean? People putting their 100% in.
Yeah. No, absolutely. It definitely did. Yeah.
Well, very cool, man. Very cool. Well, I have to ask, since I've got you on the line here, I know we're talking about Expo, and people can definitely see that on Netflix and whatnot. And I have to look here at our show page. We have a link up to the production company, ParadoxUniverse.net. But ladies and gentlemen, we'll be putting a direct link to the Netflix as soon as the show's over here. And that'll follow the podcast. However, if you're listening to the podcast, you can just click on that link and go right to, you know, your Netflix and check it out. Now, are the wheels turning for the next project, Joseph? I'm curious to know. And can you talk about it?
Yes. So the wheels are definitely turning for sure. Like I mentioned before, I always try to take what I've learned and improve the next one. And definitely I hear all the feedback, all the positive ones and the not so positive ones. And you just take everything and you just learn from it. And yeah,
right.
I'm definitely writing the next film with all the stuff I've learned and all of that in mind. So definitely in the works. I cannot say exactly what it is or even what genre it is, but it's, you know, I'm pretty excited about it for sure.
No, that's fantastic. That's fantastic. No, this was cool. This is very cool. Now, hey, you worked with this was distributed by Green Apples Entertainment. Had you worked with them before, or is this a new distribution company working relationship, I should ask?
Yeah, this is the first time I've worked with them. Some friends of mine have dealt with them, but I didn't actually know that until after I signed up with them. But yeah, this is definitely our first working relationship.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. Well, they seem to be behind it, and, you know, everybody's doing their job. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Yep. Fantastic. Now, a lot of people don't know that aren't involved in movies. You know, people just – I think people not in the business kind of take it for granted. They turn on a you know, their streaming service or whatever, and you know, click play on a movie, and there it is. There's a lot to making a movie. There's a lot that goes into it and whatnot. Was the editing and the business side and all of that on this film, did that take a long time? It probably took longer than the actual shoot time, right?
Oh yeah, no, I absolutely. So I would say from the start to finish of everything, it was about a 2-year long process. Like from the start
wow.
to when the movie actually came out. Yeah, it's been about 2 years. So yeah, it definitely took time and took, you know, a lot of work from a lot of different people, you know, to make it happen. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, the business side of that, is that intimidating or just part of making a movie?
The business side for sure can be intimidating, especially when you're first getting into it. I know
mm-hmm.
not to sound like a broken record, but my first go at it, man, it was definitely rough on the business side of it, just figuring things out and, you know, what contracts should look like, what shouldn't be in contracts, and how to navigate that whole part of it, you know, raising money, all of that stuff. Yeah, definitely could be intimidating, but, you know, just like everything else, the more you do it, the more you learn, the more you get better at it.
Right, right. Now, in the money part of it, the producer part of it, did you guys do crowdfunding or anything, or go the more traditional route of just getting investors and whatnot?
So for this one, it was actually all self-funded. It was self-funded between the three producers on the film, Amber Hansen, Nick LaRivière, and myself. We all just, you know, put our money together and you know, made the movie.
Right. Well, that's cool. That is cool. You know, when you have partners that are willing to do that, that tells you a big thing right there, that they like what they're doing. They believe in it, you know, especially when they're putting money up. When checks are being written, that means they're on board, you know?
No. Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah, it's really important, yeah.
Absolutely, absolutely. And also, the pressure's on, man. You know, better get it right. That's a good thing, man.
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
You're probably like me,
yeah.
Probably work well under pressure. I need that sometimes,
no,
you know, a little bit of pressure to
yeah.
get things.
Yeah,
moved.
No, it was definitely, I mean, I think the most, you know, while you're working on the movie, everything is, you know, yeah, you're under pressure to a degree, but I think
mm-hmm.
the most pressure I felt was the day that we premiered the movie where everybody can see it. I was very nervous because that's the first time everybody that put all this work into it gets the chance
right.
to see it. I'm like, oh my God, I hope I do not disappoint all these people. Oh my God, they're going to hate me. You know, but yeah, it all turned out well. Yeah.
But it all worked out. Well, see, there you go. There you go. Now, did you guys have like a little party or something on premiere night and all of that, and a Q&A and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, we did a full on, you know, red carpet premiere, you know, at a at a theater here in Arizona called IPIC. We, you know, definitely wanted a chance to show appreciation to everyone who was involved in making the movie. So we want to do something special and, you know, a bit upscale for everybody. So we did red carpet, you know, pictures, videos, the whole nine, and it was pretty awesome.
Fantastic, man. Fantastic. That sounds like a heck of a good time. Very,
yeah.
very cool. Well, again, the movie is Expo, and it's cool. I dig it. I don't want to give anything away on it. I want everybody to watch it, which you can do on Netflix. Again, how cool, you know? It's pretty awesome. Very, very cool. Well, Joseph, it sounds like you had a real good time making this film, you know?
Yeah, no, I definitely did. I would say it's probably my best experience from start to finish of making a movie. It's been an incredible journey from the time, you know, writing the script to the time it came out and to all the responses that we've gotten on the movie. It's, you know, it's been overall really, really great and really positive. I definitely had fun, for sure.
Oh, well, very cool. Well, that's what it's about. They say if you can love what you're doing, you'll never work a day in your life because it's always just having fun. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
That's the secret. Well, very, very cool. Well, again, folks, the movie is called Expo, and it's out there. And, check it out. I love it. I think it's fantastic. So very, very cool.
You.
I would definitely – I've watched it, and I will watch it again, I'm telling you.
Awesome.
Very cool. Well, yeah, absolutely, man. Thank you, Joseph, so much. I know you're a busy man. Got a lot going on and whatnot. And we're kind of up against the time, but I really appreciate you taking time to be on the show and whatnot, you know? Very, very cool. I apologize. We were supposed to do this show before, and I screwed up somehow or something. But I'm glad you stuck with me, Joseph, and, you know,
how
cool
you are. No problem. I think it worked out for the best because when we were going to do it, the movie wasn't out on Netflix yet. And now it's out on Netflix. So it worked out perfectly. So I think it was meant to be. Yeah.
There we go. Well, thank you so much, sir. Have a great rest of your day. You're probably doing film stuff and whatnot, I imagine, today. I don't know, but I assume. Very, very cool. And ladies and gentlemen, this episode, of course, will be converted to a podcast, pushed out on all the various social media platforms and all the podcasting platforms. We're on just shy of 200. The big one of those is Apple Podcasts. If you are listening to the show in the future on Apple Podcasts, hello from the past, do me a quick favor while you're there, hit that ratings and review. Doesn't cost anything, and it keeps us up at the top of the page. And boy, is my life easier when I talk to our advertisers when that's the case. They return my phone calls and stuff. No, I'm kidding. Kind of. Not really. It's very important that we're doing well for them to talk to us. Very, very cool. Well, thanks again, Joseph. You rock. Keep doing what you're doing, man. You're real good at it.
Awesome. Thank you very much. I appreciate you having me on.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Well, there you go, folks. Very, very cool. We will be back tomorrow. We've got the director of a new horror movie tomorrow called Seeds, Mr. Owen Long. We'll be talking to him tomorrow afternoon. So stay tuned for, or tune in for that, I should say. And we will see you then. Have a great day, everybody. Bye.
This has been pop art painter Jamie Rocks's Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. It has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks, recorded at his studio in Deerfield Beach in South Florida. All rights reserved by Pop Rocks Limited for broadcast on Blog Talk Radio.
Estás escuchando Jamie Rocks de Pop Rocks Radio. Manténganse al tanto.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.